This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprahwa Relics related to Bhagwan Buddha, titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One, at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also visited the different section of the exposition related to Lord Buddha. Discovered in 1898, the Piprahwa relics hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism. These are among the earliest and most historically significant relic deposits directly connected to Bhagwan Buddha. Archaeological evidence associates the Piprahwa site with ancient Kapilvastu, widely identified as the place where Bhagwan Buddha spent his early life prior to renunciation. The exposition brings together, for the first time, the Piprahwa relics repatriated after more than a century from Piprahwa that are preserved in the collections of the National Museum, New Delhi, and the Indian Museum, Kolkata. The exposition highlights India's deep and continuing civilizational link with the teachings of Bhagwan Buddha and reflects the Prime Minister's commitment to preserve India's rich spiritual and cultural heritage. The recent repatriation of these relics has been achieved through sustained government effort, institutional cooperation, and innovative public-private partnership. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to India's first female freedom fighter, Rani Velu Nachiyar, on her birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that Veera Mangai Rani Velu Nachiyar was a courageous ruler and a visionary leader who stood steadfast against colonial domination, exemplifying valor, strategic acumen, and exceptional leadership. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, said her commitment to good governance and cultural pride is admirable. Mr. Modi said that Rani Velu Nachiyar's sacrifice and visionary leadership will keep motivating generations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Savitri Bai Phule on her birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the nation is remembering a pioneering woman whose life was dedicated to transforming society through service and education. He added that Savitri Bai Phule was committed to the principles of equality, justice and compassion. The Election Commission of India has decided that the voters from the three Aboriginal tribes or primitive tribes will be automatically enlisted in the final voters list of West Bengal. The voters from these three communities will not be required to furnish any document for that purpose. According to the official sources of Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, these Aboriginal tribes or primitive tribes are Birhor, Toto and Shobar. Following the Commission's instruction, the district magistrates as well as the district electoral officers have asked the block development officers to provide details of the voters from these three Aboriginal tribes in their respective areas. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. According to the police, a team of the district reserve guard was dispatched after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the Basaguda area of the district. The encounter took place this morning in the forest area near Gaganapalli village. Intermittent firing has been continuing from both sides since morning. Acting chairman of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, Tariq Rehman, is set to assume the responsibilities of the party chairman after the demise of BNP chairperson Khalida Zia. Party sources said under the BNP constitution, Tariq Rehman has automatically taken over the duties of the chairman. However, no formal announcement has been made yet. Iran has warned that any U.S. interference in its internal affairs would constitute a red line following the U.S. President Donald Trump's recent threat to intervene if the Iranian government used lethal force against protesters. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi called Trump's threat reckless and dangerous and stated that Iran's military is prepared to respond to any violation of sovereignty. In men's cricket, under-19 Team India will lock horns with South Africa in the first youth ODI of the three-match series at the Willowmoor Park in Benoni today from 1:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.